In what areas of your life have you grown? In what areas of your life would you like to see some growth? Nothing could be more rewarding in life than to reach your fullest potential. Potential is the ability that God has placed in you to look forward and work towards a better, more optimistic future. On the other hand, few things could be more disappointing than to wake up one day and realize that your life is full of unfulfilled potential, that it's not what it could and should have been. So, the question is, how does a person reach their fullest potential? And the answer is simple. They must dedicate themselves to growing. Growth is both natural and intentional. Some growth is simply part of life. It comes naturally. I think of natural growth as a gift from God. I see natural growth as the God-given potential to look forward with optimism that we can build a better future and become the persons that we could and should be. Now, intentional growth is the purposeful use and development of your God-given potential to create a successful future. Intentional growth is the courage to accept your distinctiveness and yet work towards who you could and should be without losing your uniqueness. But intentional growth is more than your individuality. It's also the journey to discover your purpose, the reason for which God placed potential in you in the first place. And even though the goals of intentional growth change from person to person, the principles to achieve growth are always the same. If you want to advance in your career, you'll need to grow your skills. If you want to reach your financial ambitions, you'll need to grow in your knowledge about how money works. If you want to discover your purpose, you'll need to grow in self-awareness. If you want to become a better person, you need to grow in integrity. To be a better spouse, parent, family member, or friend, you'll need to grow in your relationships. And if you want to enrich your soul, you'll need to grow spiritually. You can't reach your full potential without growing. Solomon said, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit." So, the first step towards growth is to create a plan. You may not be able to change your present situation, but you can create a plan that can definitely change your direction and your destination. Creating a growth plan begins by asking yourself the following three questions. Where do I want to go in life? What changes in direction do I need to make? And what is the furthest I can imagine going?